the West Indies achieved their first test victory in England, thanks largely to those little pals of mine, Ramadan and Valentine. They also had a trio of rare batting class, Worrall, Weeks and Walcott, the three W's, and at Trent Bridge, John Arlott described Frank Worrall and Everton Weeks putting England to the sword.
And now we watch Shackleton turn again, come in from the Radcliffe Road end, bowl to Worrall, and Worrall cuts him again, wide of those two slips. With very accurate pacing, down to Jenkins at third man, who bowls the ball in to Parkhouse at second slip. Worrall 97 now, 222 for two. 222 for two. And now the bowler at this pavilion end is still Hollies. Hollies to Worrall from the pavilion end, the slip, a short third man, a cover, short extra, mid off rather deep, and an extra cover on the boundaries. His offside field comes in, bowls to Worrall, and Worrall pulls that wide of mid on, four runs and his 100. And this must be a very tired England fielding side. Been plenty of foot pounding on this. Oh, he's called in sole up from very deep at long leg. Up Worrall, and Worrall off his back foot forces the ball to mid on. Apparently isn't going to let him get his 200 with a gentle deflection on the leg side. So he's brought those two fieldsmen up there close. Almost everybody could save the one now. They all close in as Yardley bowls, and Worrall off the back foot hits the ball quite hard back to the bowler himself, stops it. 395 for three, and Worrell's not 199. 199. Early scoring stroke for his 200. Yardley bowls to him, off the back foot. There it is, it's four. For good measure. Away to that long on boundary. Yes, it's gone over with Hughes once more in pursuit. Frank Worrall, 203. That's 200 in exactly 4 hours. He's been scoring at 50 to the hour. Two sixes and 27 fours. 120 of those 200 in boundary hits. And now Yardley bowls again, and Worrall pushes him out on the offside. They decide not to have a run. Dews field and returns to Evans. That's the end of the over. 399 for three wickets. The next applause will be for the 400 up, which will indicate a lead of 177 with seven wickets standing. A fairly good position to be in. It doesn't matter if the weather breaks now. In fact, it's doubtful if England could save themselves now by batting for 2 days. Always supposing they could bat for 2 days. Bledsoe with his widespread defensive field. No, because he won't take the new ball tonight. Bledsoe comes in, bowls to Weeks, and Weeks digs that out. It's pitched well up to him. Hits it hard to Jenkins at mid-on, who comes up rather tiredly from his bend and hobbles back. Again, Bledsoe turns, comes quite strongly in from the pavilion end, bowls to Weeks, and Weeks goes forward and pushes him out on the offside for Yardley coming from cover point and field. Comes fast, medium right arm over the wicket, bowls, Weeks forward, a single. Easily taken, that's the 400 up. At the moment, the West Indies are 237 ahead, with their score 460 for three wickets, 234 to Worrall and 94 to Weeks. Now that's hammered out on the offside by Weeks, well fielded by Washbrook. Bledsoe heaves his shoulders, swings his arms back behind him until they meet, rolls his sleeve again, and comes pounding ever optimistically in from the Radcliffe Road end, bowls to Weeks, and Weeks picks him off his toes, hits him hard to mid-on. their dues, fields it. Only three fieldsmen on the onside. Insole down at Long Lake, ever active. Hollies at mid-wicket and Dews at mid-on. The rest on the off. Bedser comes in, bowls to Weeks, and Weeks throws his bat at a ball wide outside his off stump. A most impudent stroke. That ball was a yard wide of the off stump. Almost any other batsman in the world would have let it go by, but not Weeks. He threw his bat at it at full arm stretch, clouted it through that packed offside field for four from the very second it left his bat. And now he's 98, waiting on his 100. And here's Bedser moving in now to bowl to him. And Weeks plays it comfortably out on the offside for Simpson with a rare show of energy for a quarter past six of a laborious Trent Bridge day to come in and flip it back to the bowler. 464 for three, 234 Worrell, 98 Weeks. And now here's Bedser, comes in, bowls to Weeks, and he played that stroke again right through the offside for four and a century.